The beauty of it, I mean, to me, is the entire history. William Drury came over here in 1833 and saw this prairie land out here by New Boston for the first time and just fell in love with the country and decided to make his, life here. The house was started well before 1855. It was finally completed then. The man grew up, year over year, earning more than what he spent, and ended up being the largest landowner in the world at the time of his death in the 1890s. The innovations that were brought to this house were, had never been seen before. Edison's second generator was placed at this house to provide power and lighting. It had indoor water and plumbing before most of the world did. There were just so many things that occurred at this location that no one even knows about, or it's kind of lost to history, that we're just trying to preserve and remind people that, there is a special place in Illinois. It's more about the events and the people that have been there. This was part of the Underground Railroad unofficially, where slaves or runaway slaves, freed slaves, would come from the south up through the Mississippi River, down the Edwards River, would stop at this place where they'd get a place to rest, place to work they wanted to, and be redirected to other place points north and west to get away from the slave trade. There's a lot of prominent figures were here. Stephen Douglas and Abraham Lincoln, Dr. Palmer from Palmer Chiropractic lived just up the street. It was more, it was a cultural center of Western Illinois where folks would come and gather to see the deer park, to visit. Well, the trust was started, oh, I'm not even sure, back in 2015, I believe. Mr. Bill Willits was the owner at the time. It's been in his family, the house has, since 1920 when they bought it from the Drury family. And he established this trust to basically maintain the history of the families and the house and the property. And he set it aside as a 501c3. He'd passed away and left several of us, his family members and myself, instructions basically to preserve the trust and preserve the house. So we've spent, oh, countless hours and time working on the house.